one of the Hugh Tomlinson approach is that every newspaper would be audited under the, his system, and you would have probably a reader's editor who is there, has a degree of independence from the editor and everybody else, and actually deals with accuracy, precisely the kind of accuracy issues which currently go to the PCC, and they would deal with the PCC most of the time when it is an accuracy complaint. The legal department deal with the claims for the damages and other things. But if you are going to have an audit each year, and each newspaper tells the media standards authority how many times it's had to, you know, apologise and correct and all the rest of it, these kind of things, I mean, we are getting into quite a serious bit of bureaucracy and all the rest of it.
BBC compliance.
It's getting that way. And I mean, when you look at Ofcom's code, you think, God almighty, how on earth do they operate this thing? I have to say, I don't want all journalists behaving, so I want journalists to be irreverent and rude and difficult and all the rest of it. Giles Corran is not known for being the politest reviewer, and there's a load of them who I've worked with over years, and I love reading something which is irreverent and naughty and funny and all the rest of it. And the day that we have an over-regulated press, oh God help us, then there will be no newspapers, nothing. Everybody will be walking around with Kindles and looking at things on a horrible little online screen. And I just happen to like newspapers, so they make nice fires as well.
So I always want to end there, but I promise the people at the back, a quick fire round of final questions. If you put your hands up, anyone?